talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And history is being made right now as we speak in Ukraine. You know, President Zelensky of Ukraine is one of the most magnificent national leaders that I've seen in my lifetime. He's been compared to Churchill. He's been compared to Roosevelt. But really, Churchill and Roosevelt and the rest of them didn't risk the personal violence that Zelensky's risking for himself, his family, his wife, and his kids from the savage, sadistic, genocidal Russians and Chechens and Syrians who poured into Ukraine. And he announced yesterday, or over the weekend, that Ukraine won't give up any territory in the east to end the war. Now, what about that? What does he mean by that? He's absolutely right. Ukraine, if you take a look at a map of Ukraine, it borders on the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. Crimea was part of Ukraine. Odessa is part of Ukraine. Crimea is still part of Ukraine, according to international law. The Donbass region, which would be the equivalent of saying, say, northern Wisconsin, even though it's eastern Ukraine, just a section of the company, is Ukraine. And some people are saying to Zelensky, well, why don't you just give up Crimea? Why don't you give up the Donbass region? Maybe even give up Odessa for peace. Well, you can't have peace with genocidal sadists. You can't have peace with Hitler. They'll take what they can get, smile, and next week they'll be back in, replenished and with more land. And one of the things to keep in mind about what's going on here, and ultimately the stakes, what the Russians are trying to do is cut off Ukraine's access to the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. In other words, make them landlocked, say like Bolivia. Make them landlocked. Then they'd be a vassal state. They could not export their products except through Russia with Russian permission, and Russia is stealing the money. When I say stealing the money, I don't mean tariffs. I mean quite literally. Putin and his oligarchs and a handful of generals and admirals are estimated by the United States and the EU to have stolen more than $1 trillion since Putin was president. Effectively, what they do is they take something like 80% of the profit from Russia's oil and gas exports, and they steal it. And they put it in accounts around the world. And that's one reason why the Russian military is so poorly supplied, taking such heavy casualties, because the money they thought was going to their defense budget was stolen by Putin. And fake invoices were set up, and they were told they were being delivered 100 tanks, and they were delivered 10 tanks. And they go, where are the other 90? Don't question it, Tavadish. Do not question Comrade Putin's decision. This has been going on for a long time, and if Ukraine has no ports and no access to the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, and is landlocked, it'll disappear as a country. There's a great wheat producer. Is actually a great technology producer. In a perfect world, an independent Ukraine, you'd have technology companies around the world setting up headquarters in Kyiv. The population is well-educated, reliable, very fine people. So when Zelensky says he won't give up territory in the east to end the war, what he's really saying is that will not end the war. Russia will sit there, simulate what they're given, and then attack again. And if the West responds the same way it did now, Russia will sweep over Ukraine. I've said this many times on this show. Joe Biden sends Zelensky the planes. I want to go beyond that. There was a very, very effective presentation on CNN over the weekend about what's needed now. And this has the consensus agreement of a lot of generals and admirals, retired and present, in the American military. A mistake was made early on, not giving Ukraine more weapons right from the start, right even before the invasion. And I understand the reason. What Biden was trying to do was put together economic sanctions and get NATO and the EU on board. And that was not easy. Germany is wobbly. Germany has a soft spot for Russia. Not because they like Russia. They invaded Russia, the Nazis did, to kill them. But when it comes to Russia against other Slavs, S-L-A-V, Germany's indifferent, and it likes authoritarianism. It always has. It always has. I mean, when you think about it, it goes from the Kaiser to Hitler to the Stasi in East Berlin and East Germany. I'm talking about Prussia now, part of Prussia. There are people roaming around with Russian flags in Berlin. There are demonstrations with Russian flags. They don't care about the killing of Slavs in Ukraine. They should. I'm not saying all Germans, but a surprising number of them. So Biden had to wheel them in. He had to wheel the French in. He had to wheel the Italians in. Scandinavians, I mean, Sweden and Finland say they're neutral. Are you kidding? Austria says it's neutral. So that was part of the motivation of Biden. The other motivation is he has Donald Trump, who's pro-Putin, hitting him from the back, stabbing him in the back, going, Putin's a genius. He got all that land for $2 in sanctions. Tucker Carlson saying we should side with Putin over Ukraine. Josh Hawley siding with Putin. The Republican Party attacking him from the rear. There were a handful of exceptions, Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. But by and large, the Republican Party has been authoritarian. It is on the road to being a fascist party. Don't say that lightly. I'm not throwing that word around lightly. They want to get rid of the right to vote. Why do I say that? Because a number of states have in these gerrymandered Republican legislatures have bills in now to have the gerrymandered illegitimate Republican legislature pick the presidential electors, and the quote election would be a quote beauty contest. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, so far the front runner for governor in this state until either Tommy Thompson or Tim Michaels get in, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. Duchess of Foxconn supports that. Ron Johnson supports it. So if that went through with a Republican governor, the next time what would happen would be you go and you vote for president in April of 2024, and somebody gets elected, and then Voss and all of his people just pick electors for Trump. And Trump doesn't even have to run. You know, you don't have to run to get electors. They could just say these 10 electors want Trump. He doesn't even have to run. So they also want, they're going to put in a referendum. Why a referendum? Because a referendum can't be vetoed by the governor, whereas a bill can. The referendum is this: resolved that the offices of Secretary, Treasurer of Wisconsin, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, those four are no longer elected offices. They're appointed by the governor. So all you're going to get to vote for then is the governor, and he will pick them. Well, who do you think he's going to pick? As a Republican governor, they'll pick Gableman as Secretary of State. They'll pick Voss as Lieutenant Governor or Superintendent of Public Instruction. They'll pick a fraud artist designated by their donors to be treasurer. then you will have given up your right to vote. And you'll say, well, maybe the guy will do the right thing. Well, no, they never do the right thing. So here's what you have. You have that tendency in the Republican Party, and they spend all their time attacking Biden. They don't attack Putin. They attack Biden. Putin is committing genocide in Ukraine, war crimes, torturing people, and they attack Biden. They attack Biden. Biden's doing the right thing. He's sending arms now, but you know something? Not enough. He's not sending enough arms. He's not sending the right arms. I think that the U.S. Navy, and I'm biased because I was in the U.S. Navy and I was in the Mediterranean, should send a carrier group through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea. Go in international waters, go into the Black Sea between the Russian ships and the shore. Say there's going to be no more shelling of Ukraine. There's going to be no amphibious assaults on Odessa. And they would turn tail. We need planes, multi-missile launchers going to Zelensky, and we need them today. Today, Joe, send him the planes and the multi-missile launchers and everything he needs. You can stop the Nazi Ruskies. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna...